ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel.
Thanks very much.
There was a time in my life when I couldn't imagine not watching Top of the Pops. In fact, I couldn't imagine a time in my life when I wouldn't want to watch Top of the Pops. Now, I can't ever imagine wanting to watch Top of the Pops. Now, it's a small thing, but it made me realise I've got older. And there's other signs, isn't there? It starts with your friends. You'll be round at their house, you'll be drinking a bottle of whiskey, and they'll go to bed, and there will still be some whiskey left in the bottle. These are your friends, and they've stopped drinking before they throw up. There was a time when they wouldn't stop drinking while they were throwing up. Or, I don't know, you'll be watching a match on TV and suddenly you realise most of the players on the pitch are younger than you are. Not that you couldn't still turn professional and show them a thing or two if you really wanted to. But still. And if that's not bad enough, there are now policemen and university students called Darren. When that happens, you've got to accept you're not young anymore. Remember that 60s phrase, we are the people our parents warned us about? I'm frightened it's soon going to be more applicable as we are the parents our people warned us about. There are advantages, though. You know, I think my taste in music is more sophisticated now. You certainly wouldn't find much of what I listen to on Top of the Pops.
Nick! Nick, do you have to play this ugly rubbish all the time?
This ugly rubbish is a selection of extremely cool avant-garde atonal masterpieces, Vince.
Well, if you ask me, it's trying to be music, but not quite getting there. It is to music what Sarah Dinant is to highbrow TV presenters.
You know your trouble? You have a totally reactionary concept of aesthetics.
Yeah? You know your trouble? You've got crap taste in music. And until you start playing Schubert again, I'm not going to produce any flowers.
And I'm not going to be blackmailed by a geranium. Now, vodka, tequila, wild turkey premier bourbon.
Having a quiet night in, then?
My old friend Mickey's coming to stay.
Oh, not the one who played rock guitar so loud all my petals fell off.
You should feel privileged. He's one of the best session men in the country.
What's a session man?
It's someone who plays with a famous rock band and drinks too much. Because they get frustrated that they do all the real work and don't get any of the groupies.
That's a very cynical definition.
It's only what you said to him last time, when you were comparing careers.
Yeah, well, we can say things like that to each other because we've been friends for so long. Since we were 12, you know. I used to translate what he was saying for the teachers.
Where's he from?
Newcastle. That reminds me, I have cooking to do. Okay, first on with the Paul Gascoigne novelty apron and cooking mask. And then into the pot goes one jointed corn-fed chicken, which has been allowed to run free-range and happy right up until the very moment of its execution. Four lovingly chosen and perfectly proportioned red onions, 6 cloves of finest French garlic from the Portuguese deli, 1/4 of a bottle of dry but fruity Pinot Grigio Superiore that is far too good to cook with, but hey, who cares? A couple of sprigs of homegrown rosemary.
Torn sadistically from the living plant.
One mashed geranium.
No!
Just kidding. Now, 8 peeled, fresh, ripe plum tomatoes. Or shall I just open a tin? The peeling's fiddly, time-consuming, but much more correct. Ah, no one will notice the difference. Open the tin. There we go. Set to the correct setting, and in 6 hours, we pig out.
Hello, there's no one here at the moment, but please leave a message. If it's about work, you can call my agent, Cressida Stockwell, on 927-4540.
If it's about work, who's going to give you any work, you poncy southern git? Mickey here. Look, Nick, where are you, man?
Yeah, like I couldn't guess.
How are you, man? Hiding from your door in public, are you?
Yeah, that's right. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, mate.
So what time are you going to be here?
I am here. I'm phoning from outside the house on my mobile phone, just to annoy you with how rich, successful and trendy I am.
Yeah, but you're still a Geordie. I'll let you in.
Nick!
Not now, Vince. Mickey, good to see you.
Do you like the car?
A Lamborghini. I knew you were doing well, but...
Yeah, not bad, eh? So what are you driving?
That one.
Nice push bike.
I'm a writer.
Well, like you've always said, Nick, there's something more to life than earning more money than you could possibly know what to do with.
Yeah, wish I could remember what it was. Come on in.
Here, I've got you a present.
Hey, cowboy boots, thanks. Pink cowboy boots.
Pink snakeskin cowboy boots. Just to annoy all your trendy North London vegetarian southerner mates.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you've obviously been in the South far too long, man. The soft drinks in the fridge.
My niece is coming to stay. Nearly forgot, got to be at Waterloo at 4:30 to pick her up.
Your niece, what, Paul's kid?
Yeah.
How old's she now, then?
Oh, I don't know, 17, 18, 10.
Well, she won't be soft and wanting soft.
No, that's right, no, she's something working.
She won't be wanting soft drinks at that age, will she? Not when she's up in the big city.
You know what my brother's like. She's probably some juvenile cross between Mary Whitehouse and Margaret Thatcher.
What a challenge.
Don't you even think about it.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, bud.
So what's the painful pull during these days? Are you still a high-ranking capitalist hyena banger?
Yeah, Emma goes to some dead swanky public school in Sussex, so he must be doing pretty well. Doubt he can afford a Lamborghini, though.
Do you remember that time when we were those hunt saboteurs and your brother was with the hunt?
Yeah, sprayed his boot with aniseed the night before.
And all the dogs chased up his Land Rover.
Yeah. You know, the first time I went round to their house after they were married, Eleanor had cooked and I said, lovely stew. She looks at me with this oh-so-smug superior grin and says, it's beef bourguignon, actually. Snotty cow.
Go on, put the kettle on. We'll better drink tea. Then we can pick the girls up in the car.
Do I detect a trace of responsibility, Mickey?
I might be a mad and crazy rock and roll road warrior, Nick. But I'm not a twat.
I'd better get the guitar out again and start practising.
Nice car, isn't it?
Yeah, must drink a lot of petrol, though.
Yeah, that's the only problem with it. You stop at a red light and you get picketed by Greenpeace supporters. But the acceleration is so good that you can tell them the seat's made of baby seal skin and you're half a mile down the road before they can start a petition.
I'm in Greenpeace.
So am I, man. So, we're looking for a couple of public schoolgirls, 17 going on 50.
Yeah, glasses, I should think. Probably tweed suits or gym slips and boaters.
Yeah, now you're talking.
I've told you already.
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'm only kidding. Tell them that story about the clown's pocket.
That is not funny. And believe me, it's not funny, if it ever so. Oh, God, have you got any change? These two punkette riot girls are going to tap us for a contribution to their next snake bite.
Hi, Uncle Nick.
Emma? I didn't recognise you.
Well, you haven't seen me since I was 10, have you? But your present.
Hey, champagne. Vintage champagne. That's very kind of you.
It's no problem. Oh, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
And hi. Oh, there's Sam. Sam?
Sam?
Sam's boyfriend.
Boyfriend? But...
That's okay. He's not staying at your place.
Well, that's good, you know, because I am in loco parentis and I don't...
No, Sarah's staying with him. His parents are away for the week.
Well, I'll call tomorrow, okay?
Okay, see you.
But, hang on.
Don't look so surprised, Nick. Surely you've come across sex once or twice, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I've just forgotten recently that sometimes it can involve two people. And besides...
Yeah, you didn't expect me to be like this.
Well, like you said, I haven't seen you since you were 10.
Just don't say how much I've grown or this Doc Martin's going right where the monkey shoves his nuts. Anyway, can we get going now before the bloke in the offie notices one decent bottle of champagne's gone missing?
Hello, Emma. I'm your uncle Nick's mate, Mickey. We've never met before, but you know something?
What?
You've grown.
Oh, how hard. Hey, cool flat.
So when's the party?
What party?
Something tells me you haven't come up to look at art galleries at all, have you, Emma?
Tomorrow night. I had to make up some kind of story, else my parents would never let me come. You won't rat on me, will you, Uncle Nick?
Well, Emma, that depends.
On what?
Well, as you can see, there's a lot of washing up needs doing round here.
That's blackmail.
Oh, you don't have to start right away. We're not eating for a couple of hours.
What are we having?
Oh, just a little chicken casserole recipe that never fails to impress. You're not a vegetarian, are you, Emma?
Only when I'm at home, just to annoy Mum and Dad.
Let's have a drink.
Margaritas?
Yeah, great idea.
Emma, I've got Coke, 7-Up, Iron Brew.
Oh, if looks could kill, give the lass a margarita.
Well, I don't know, they're pretty strong.
And you're drinking them to stay sober, I suppose. Or do they stop your hair falling out and going grey? No, evidently not.
Just one, okay.
What's in them?
Okay, you take a cocktail shaker, fill it full of ice, add one measure of freshly squeezed lime juice, which I prepared earlier.
Sadist!
One measure of triple sec, to three measures of preferably gold tequila, a little bit of sugar perhaps if the limes are particularly sharp, although I happen to have chosen perfectly ripe ones. Give it a bit of a shake, and voila!
What's that round the glass?
Salt. Yeah, it is salt. No, Nick, it could have been mould. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, wicked.
I'll get it.
Oh, Shauna.
Hiya.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's nice to see you again. Hi, I'm Shauna. Hi.
Craig, hi.
Hi. So, Nick, your boring little bookworm niece didn't turn up in the end, then? Yeah. I am the boring little bookworm niece, actually. Oh, sorry. Oops. It's just your clothes and everything. I thought you must be with Mickey.
Don't even say it, Mickey.
There's been a slight mishap with the food.
Oh, hey, what happened?
I forgot to turn the cooker on.
Yes! 10 quid, Shauna.
Be some kind of disaster. Now, my money was on Nick oversleeping and missing the shots, but Craig bet right.
Yeah. So, Emma, you're really related to Nick.
Yeah? Why?
No, just surprise, that's all.
What he means is he can't believe you're related to Nick, because you're quite good-looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you still at school, then?
Yeah. A-levels in summer.
So how are your mum and dad, anyway?
They're fine. Bit intense. I don't think they can quite cope with the fact that I now have opinions and breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are, you know, family. Now, more booze.
This is good, Nick.
Mm. Well, that sounds so surprised.
I ain't bad at all. Pity you use tin tomatoes, though.
You could tell.
Oh, aye. Sophisticated pal at me.
Yeah, it's obvious just from listening to
oh,
you.
Oh, by the way, I want you all to buy your tickets for Saturday.
What for?
3 quid.
But what for?
Oh, charity.
What charity, Craig?
Oh, well, as the chairman of the local Amnesty International branch, I'm organising a charity fancy dress party in the pub.
I'm not sure Amnesty International is such a good cause, Craig.
Oh, no. Nick's been mixing his drinks again, Alvin. He's winding Craig up about Amnesty.
So?
Well, remember what happened last time? Craig got so angry, he ate the hyacinth.
Yeah, well, that's okay, we geraniums.
For crying out loud, Alvin, no plant is an island.
No. So?
Well, Nick hasn't got any hyacinths this year.
So?
Seek not for whom the teeth gnash, they gnash for thee.
No, don't worry, it'll be all right.
You sure?
Yeah, you're nearest to Craig.
Oh, Nicky. Emma, let's sneak out and go to the pub. It's only going to turn tiresome and ugly.
What did you just say, Nick?
I just said I don't think Amnesty is a very good cause. I mean, locking people up for their political beliefs seems a very good idea to me. I think we should lock people up for having political beliefs. Are you trying to tell me this country wouldn't be better off if Mrs. Thatcher had been banged up in Holloway since 1979? Also, you'd be able to go to a supermarket with a hangover on a Saturday morning because there wouldn't be any students yelling at you to start a revolution by buying their newspaper.
Oh, I assume you'd lock up the Labour Party as well.
No.
Well, they're politicians.
Yeah, but they don't have any beliefs. And then there's this blanket opposition to capital punishment.
Yeah.
Well, that's nonsense, isn't it? I'd have capital punishment for all sorts of people. People with car alarms, wheel clampers, people who go into Indian restaurants at closing time and shout, "Oi, Ganga Din, over here!" Paul Daniels.
Nick, apologise, tell him to put me down!
Look, I know you're only trying to wind me up, but you're not being funny. No one should suffer imprisonment or violence purely for their beliefs.
What about plants? Ow!
Okay, I'll buy a ticket. I'll buy 3 tickets. Put the plant down. Blimey, Craig, lighten up. I was only joking.
Well, it wasn't funny. In any decent society, you must have freedom of conscience and, more than anything else, tolerance.
Since when have you been branch chairman, anyway?
Oh, a couple of the other assholes didn't like the idea of a fancy dress party, so I punched them and started my own branch.
Nice seeing Craig and Shauna again.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, I'm off to bed. See you in the morning.
Yeah, okay, good night. You know where everything is, yeah?
Yeah, I know where everything is.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't know.
Mickey, I'm serious, man. She's only a kid.
Oh,
if
Nick,
you even
my
think...
Nick, relax.
Well, it's just if you start flirting with her, it's bound to end in tears. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Nick. You can't help it. You're a Capricorn.
Huh? Yeah. King Solomon said a wise man can overcome the destiny of the stars.
Well, that's you at the running, then.
I'll go to bed.
Yeah, me too. Good night, mate.
I'm 35 years old. By the time Alexander the Great was 35, he'd conquered the known world. I'm going to feel a sense of achievement if I can get undressed without falling over.
other hand, Nick, by the time Alexander the Great was 35, he was also dead.
How did you know that?
Well, I'm not really a talking geranium, Nick. I'm just a reflection of your subconscious.
Really?
Nah, just playing head games. Night!
Oh, I need coffee. I feel terrible.
Yeah, at least no one bit your arms off last night.
I have enough guilt with the hangover, thank you, Vince. Now, how the hell am I going to entertain my guests when they finally surface? They really should be up by now. It's nearly midday. Typical. They'll roll out of bed about 1 o'clock expecting me to cook breakfast and have dozens of exciting suggestions on how to spend the rest of the day. And I'll have to be bright and entertaining when all I really want to do is lie in a darkened room with a pot of tea and some whale music. What shall I do now?
Nick, you picked up the note from the table.
Yeah, I knew that.
Why don't you read it?
Don't get smart, Vincent. Nick, tried to wake you, but when the wet sponge in the face didn't work, we thought you must be dead or needed a lie-in. I've gone out for lunch and then going to the zoo. See you there? P.S. If you are dead, ignore this. Typical. You have people staying that you haven't seen for ages, you've got loads to catch up on, and then they just disappear and leave you on your own.
You talked to Mickey for hours last night.
Yeah, but I can't remember any of it. What a cheat going off without me. I mean, what do they think this is, a bed and breakfast?
You didn't cook them breakfast.
That's not the point.
You said you didn't want to cook them breakfast. You said you didn't want to take them out.
Of course I did. That was before I knew they'd gone without me. I like the zoo. Now, I know some people think it's cruel keeping animals fed and watered in an environment where they can't be eaten alive by their natural predators. But I like them. I like watching animal courtship rituals. Their relationships seem so much happier. I guess without the power of speech, they find it harder to abuse and lie to each other. But that afternoon, I found it unusually disturbing. Maybe because the most passionate courting ritual on display was between Emma and Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
What?
Do you fancy coming to this party?
A party? With an 18-year-old schoolgirl? Everyone will be 15 years younger than me. Great.
Hiya.
Oh, you made it.
Looks like I'm not the only one.
What?
Nothing. So, been having a good time?
Oh, excellent.
So, Nick, you're going to come to this party tonight, then?
I don't know.
Nick. Now, it's been a while since you had a date, isn't it?
Did I tell you that last night?
No, I can just tell. From the way I look at that female orangutan. How way, man, don't look so mournful. She's smiling at you.
Oh, you're home early, Nick.
Thought you were going clubbing.
Yeah.
Well, we did. They got in. My clothes weren't trendy enough.
Oh, even those lovely new boots Mickey bought you.
The boots were fine. In fact, at one place, they said I could come in if I stripped off to the boots. Still no bad thing. I was only playing gooseberry anyway.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to sleep in the spare room. If it's going to happen, I can't stop it, so they might as well have the double bed. Now, where's the pen? Dear Em and Mickey, left my room for you if you need it. Has a double bed. Watch out, probably cobwebs on one side. Might as well make sure it's safe, too. You might need these. Nick. Hi.
Hi.
So, did you have a good time last night?
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. Sorry I was so uptight before.
I know, you were only trying to protect me.
It wasn't that. I just know Mickey's rubbish in bed. Is he still asleep?
Yeah. Hey, should we go shopping? We could go and buy some trendy clothes.
Yeah, why not? I thought I had trendy clothes till last night, but yeah, okay. Where should we go?
Camden?
Yeah. I better change into something black or they won't let me in there either. Well, better head for home, I guess. I now have a trendy wardrobe, thanks to you. All I need now is something for the fancy dress party. What do you reckon? Pirate or maybe something Greek? I could go as Byron. He's one of my heroes.
Appropriate?
Yeah, wild, dashing, mad, bad, dangerous to know.
I was thinking more because he never wrote a novel either.
That's it. I'm calling your parents.
Sorry, all I've got left is penguin suits.
Oh, no, I've got a dinner jacket at home, thanks.
No, I mean penguin suits.
What do you think, Emma? Do you reckon I could look cool and moody dressed as a penguin?
Well, there's not many people could carry it off, but I reckon you could.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So, what do you think of our costumes?
Good, eh? Come here.
Get off.
Dundee United strips. You realise Craig supports Dundee. He'll go spare. He hates Dundee United.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It was Shona's idea.
Oh, Shona, she's well annoyed with Craig because he wouldn't give her £10 on top of cost to do the catering.
So who is doing the catering?
The pub.
The pub?
Is that bad news?
Well, not if you're trying to hold down a starvation diet.
I'll get it. Hi,
Sarah. Hi, Emma. Hey, glad you could make it. Nice costumes. All those chains and leather. Very Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground?
Oh, no, of course you come as Naomi Campbell clones from the car ad, right?
Oh, it's a fancy dress. Oh, that's why your dress is footballers. I thought it was some kind of David Mellor fetish. You should have told me. Hi, Mickey. Didn't recognise you vertical and conscious. How are you, then? Do you fancy another tequila slammer contest? It's okay, I've got a bucket.
Lost for words, Mickey. Am I to understand you were a little worse for wear last night?
Worse for wear? He went green, okay, and then fell into this bowl of guacamole that was exactly the same colour, right? I mean, we thought his face was melting.
Yeah.
His last words were, I don't believe it, outdrunk by an 18-year-old southern girl.
It would have been really cool if you'd choked on the guacamole, man. You're nothing personal.
Yeah, okay. Can we sort of this party?
I can't understand why you didn't tell me all this earlier.
Oh, shut up.
Craig, it's going well. Plenty of people, everyone having a good time. Even Mr. Wilcox is here.
Where?
Over there, dressed as a Salvation Army guy, swindling people out of their change. But you're not looking happy, Craig. Why aren't you talking to Shona, either?
Gee.
Okay, the catering was a bit of a disaster, but, you know, a lot of the people you're trying to help have to live on cold rice with fatty bacon in it, so what's up?
There's only about 6 people in here not dressed as a Dundee United footballer.
Even the bar staff. I refuse to order drinks from anyone wearing a Dundee United strip.
Maureen's not wearing one.
No, she's wearing an England strip.
Come on, it's your shout.
Shona bought those strips. Sent off to the supporters club. That's money straight into the enemy's coffers. It's sacrilege.
If we're talking sacrilege, Craig, you have come as George Best.
So?
Craig, I've seen you play football, and Craig, you are no George Best.
Aye, but have you never seen me drink?
Well, Nick, Craig's done well.
Yeah, I think he regrets not letting you in on the food.
Well, I deliberately overpriced my bid so I could pull the Dundee United stunt.
That's really spiteful.
Well, there comes a point in a relationship where you have to do that kind of thing to get your own back for all the irritating things your partner does on their own that seem too trivial to bear a grudge about. I mean, you know what it's like in a long relationship. Sorry. Talking of relationships, Emma and Mickey look quite serious.
Yeah, where are they?
They're over there in the corner, apparently trying to work out what the other one had for breakfast.
Hi, Emma. Come up for air.
Hey, this has been a great few days, Nick. I can't understand why my parents think you're a tosser.
Well, we have different values, you know.
Yeah. Oh, come on, you two. You should be dancing.
Not now, Sarah. Why don't you dance with Sam?
Oh, he doesn't dance. He says he's bourgeois. Besides, him and Craig having a great time being miserable in the corner. Come on.
Oh, what time is it?
Springtime? Well, that's as close as I can get.
8:30.
Good night last night, then?
Yeah, by the looks of this room, it was a pretty good night after the pub shut. Oh, no. Paul?
Hello, Nick.
Well, come in,
Paul.
I wasn't expecting you until this afternoon, Paul. Ellen are not with you.
She decided to stay in the car after what happened last time.
Well, I've burnt that armchair, so there can't possibly be fleas in the place anymore.
Well, this flat is still like a time warp back to some German art house film from 1972.
Oh, thank you. I'm going through a Fassbinder phase.
I hope Emma hasn't been any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. She's not here at the moment. She went to the Royal Academy this morning very early to see the...
The Kandinsky exhibition.
Yes, that was it. I knew it was some exhibition.
Oh, I thought she was going to that on Wednesday.
Yes, she liked it so much she went back.
Hmm. Have you seen it?
No, I'm waiting for it to come out on postcards.
Paul, look, why don't you and I both go outside and say hello to Eleanor?
I don't think so, Nick. It would only upset her.
Hey, Alvin, looks like Nick's noticed that note he wrote to Mickey poking out from under the cushion.
Oh, yeah, and the condoms.
Paul, let me give you a fresh cushion there.
Well, this one's fine.
No, 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 I insist. This one's been marinating in fresh air overnight. It's the latest thing. There we are. I'll just go and put this one on the windowsill.
So, how's the novel coming along?
Not too good. But mind you, I haven't foreclosed on any small businesses recently either, so at least I sleep at night.
That was uncalled for.
Hey, just kidding.
Nick, why are you dressed as a penguin?
Oh, I'm going on a charity fun run later. Do you want to sponsor me? It's to raise money for hair transplants for vain, balding merchant bankers. Very good cause. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you doing? Oh, Christ, I'm hungover. I'm so pissed last night. Great party, by the way. Any chance of a cup of tea? Emma out yet, or she's still screwing Mickey. Oh, hello, Mr. Revel. I didn't think you were coming till this afternoon.
What the hell is going on here?
Well,
Hello.
Emma!
Oh. Morning, Paul. Remember me, Mickey? Nice to see you again, mate.
Emma, Sarah, get your things and go and wait in the car. I'll deal with you later.
Hang on, sit down, girls. This is my house, pal. She's 18 years old. It's her life. She hasn't lived in your house since she was 11, apart from holidays, and now you're annoyed because you found out she's had sex under my roof. Well, I can understand how you feel, but she's not your property. Frankly, I was dreading her coming up because I was expecting some prim pain in the arse because she's your daughter. But you can't be quite as unpleasant as I've always thought because she's terrific. And if you're going to give her a hard time, you've got no right. And as far as I'm concerned, she can stay here as long as she likes.
Nice speech, Nick. A bit American, but, you know. Things from the heart.
And besides, I want to marry her.
You want to marry my daughter? A penniless, gutter-brained hippie gypsy. Look, I've got a good mind to
relax,
take you...
Paul. That's Mickey's Lamborghini outside.
Well, perhaps I was a little hasty.
Yeah. Do you mind waiting outside, Dad? I'll be out in a minute.
Well, goodbye, Nick. Thank you for the tea.
Anytime.
Bye, Mickey.
Look, why don't you stay? I'm serious.
Oh, don't think so. Look, Mickey, it was fun, but that's all, OK? Well, Sarah...
You going to be OK?
Sure. Listen, thanks for everything.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Can I write to you?
Sure. God, why do men always have to get so emotionally involved?
Oh, I know.
You okay, Mickey? You haven't touched your pint for 5 minutes.
No, I don't feel like drinking.
But as maybe, it's your round.
I've never felt this way about anyone. I mean, what's going on? I mean, 1 minute I'm a free agent, living out of a suitcase, getting drunk, having meaningless relationships, paying the alimony, never knowing what I was doing from 1 week to the next. My life had shape and meaning. And then I go and fall in love with an 18-year-old schoolgirl who's related to you. I want to marry her, settle down. I can't cope with this kind of chaos.
I warned you it might end in tears. Now get a pint in before I smack you.
Hey, look who's just walked in. It's that monkey from the zoo that fancies you.
Where? Very funny.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Dean McKeegan, Mickey Hutton, Susanna Doyle and Brian Bowles. The producer was... Young...